and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A third key Trump co-defendant in the Georgia election case cuts a deal with prosecutors.
I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges.
Former Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis pleading guilty to a lesser felony charge. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Trump wanted to be able to rely on a defense called assistance of counsel. When you have three of your counsels pleading guilty to criminal violations, that becomes more complicated, to say the least.
This morning, former President Trump called his former lawyer Michael Cohen a liar and felon. Cohen heading in to testify at the Trump civil fraud trial.
Yes, I pled guilty to a 1001 violation, which was lying to Congress. I did it at the direction of, in concert with, and for the benefit of Donald J. Trump.
One by one, Republicans who want to be the next House Speaker are being eliminated in a closed-door Republican vote. CBS's Scott McFarland says Minnesota's Tom Emmer could be there at the end.
He is a part of Republican leadership already. The House Republican whip, he has a base of support, he has a leadership infrastructure, and as somebody who helped run the Republican campaign committee for two cycles, he also has relationships with the rank and file.
5,000 more UAW members are now on strike against Detroit's Big Three, walking out this morning at a GM SUV plant in Arlington, Texas. Israel says it hit 400 Hamas targets from the air over the last 24 hours as the UN sounds humanitarian alarms over the situation in Gaza.
The situation in the Middle East is growing more dire by the hour.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said even war has rules and civilians, he says, are suffering.
I appeal to all to pull back from the brink before the violence claims even more lives and spreads even further.
He said the war has created deep divisions throughout the region, which are alarming, and he's called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. In Georgia, a new legal action keeps a restrictive state abortion law in place.
The state Supreme Court reverses the decision of a Fulton County trial court that deemed the six-week ban on abortions null.
It is a body blow to heartbeat law opponents.
Legal analyst Ron Carlson tells me.
So Georgia's strong restrictions on abortion after 6 weeks remains in effect. The heartbeat law still controls Georgia abortion law.
The state Supreme Court did not address the right to privacy issue in this ruling. Michelle Wright for CBS News Atlanta.
The Dow is up 200 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season, so he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing,
two things at once,
or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot,
two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Drive with caution in Marathon County this afternoon. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office said they're experiencing flooding on I-39 and Highway 29. Slow down and use caution. Minocqua Brewing Company finally gets the go-ahead from Oneida County to build an outdoor beer garden. Here's Brittany Merlot.
For years, the brewery and county have been in a tug of war on the permit. Owner Kirk Bangstead said he was being punished for his liberal views by a conservative-dominated area. In August, Oneida County revoked Minocqua Brewing Company's administrative review permit for violations like allowing people to drink outside.
Quick Trip says their reward program is fully functional again, The customer rewards program was down for the better part of 2 weeks after what store officials call a cybersecurity incident. Customers who swiped their rewards cards during the outage will get the credits they have coming to them, plus double visits now through November 5th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A brighter day with mostly sunny skies across the state. Winds are out of the northwest, breezy, and gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. This is keeping highs crisp and cool into the northeast, with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Meanwhile, central portions of the state will strike the low to mid 50s. There will be a few 60s southwest along the Mississippi. Now, we do have a low-pressure system that's headed our way by tonight. As it slides across the state, it's bringing light rain along with it that may linger into tomorrow afternoon, especially for eastern areas. Only a tenth of an inch of rain is expected. Tomorrow, highs will range from the low 40s in the Northwoods to the low 50s at the state line, and by Sunday, more sunshine and a bit warmer, highs hitting the low 50s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
It was all in good-natured fun, for goodness sake. But we'll keep our pants on, and 12:30, Luke Mathers will be here, and we'll talk to him as well. And then coming up in hour two, our brand-new segment, What's Worse? Have a brand-new question for you at hour number two. You can call in and participate in What Is Worse? So all that coming up here on the big program today, and of course your calls as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to what is breaking at this hour. Representative U.S. Congressman Tom Emmer of our next door neighbor, Minnesota, has emerged as the House Republicans' latest speaker nominee after GOP members conducted a multi-round secret ballot voting session this morning. According to Representative Elise Stefanik, Emmer defeated a panel of seven other fellow Republicans this morning to earn the nomination. However, it remains to be seen whether he will have the necessary votes on the House floor to get the gavel. Here's how it went down. Emmer got 117 votes. Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana got 97. Five other people voted for someone else, and the one person voted present. Even in caucus, somebody just voted present. Is Emmer the guy? And could Democrats help this guy out? Maybe not vote for him, but how can Democrats help? There are rumors on Capitol Hill. We'll let you know what they are. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
This is Chad Spate. In 1992, I moved to Madison to pursue a PhD at UW, and I started a residential remodeling company called Chad's Carpentry. I was eager to make a difference, to change the world, and I soon realized that our remodeling company was a great place to start. We pride ourselves on understanding how houses work so that your home improvement project actually improves your home, and we love what we do. To learn more, go to chadsdesignbuild.com, and thank you, Madison, for 30 great years.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 76. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 60. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs around 67. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 71 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along on the program. Should Democrats help Tom Emmer be elected Speaker of the House? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should Democrats help Tom Emmer, who is the nominee currently for Republicans for House Speaker? He got 117 votes in caucus, still short of the 217 total needed to win the speakership on the floor. Now you ask, who the heck is Tom Emmer? Well, he is the House Majority Whip.
And now hold on a second, Todd. What the hell is a House Majority Whip?
Contrary to popular belief, there is BDSM in the House of Representatives. There are whips, but no chains, as it turns out. That's actually a great question, and I appreciate you asking it because I've been around this stuff for so long, it just becomes second nature to me. And you're absolutely right. A lot of people say, why are you using the term House Whip? Thank you.
I'm not just asking that for the audience. I have no idea.
You know what? I bet you there are a lot of other people that don't know either. Thank you for so very much for asking. A House Whip, and you can have a House Majority Whip and a House Minority Whip. And they use the term, and it's a very dated term. And quite frankly, it's a little surprising that it's still used. Because what it means, so you have the majority, so you know, you have the Speaker of the House, then you have a majority leader, the person who is elected by their own caucus to lead their party in the House. So you have a majority leader and a minority leader in the House. You also have an assistant majority and minority leader in the House. So that makes sense, right, so far. And then you have something called the House Majority Whip and the House Minority Whip. And the whip is literally the person that is put in charge by the majority leader or by leadership in order to, I'm not making this up, whip votes into shape or whip members in, yes, just like that, to whip them into shape. Basically the person in charge of counting the votes, but not just counting the votes. They're also, usually it's a person who has great diplomatic and or authoritative skills, because what the whip does is he or she stays in touch with all the other members of their caucus, especially on important votes. And then they'll say something, you know, they'll count the votes and be like, well, how many votes do we have here? And then if there's anybody on the fence, all right, if they're on the fence, then it is up to the whip to, you know, figuratively, they don't actually use a whip that I know of, but figuratively whip that member into line. So if they're on the fence, you say, well, look, you know, can I help you understand this bill better? You know, can I help you understand how this is important to your district? That's the nice way to do it. And the not so nice way to do it, and this happens all the time. All right, if I can't help you understand how this helps your district, let me help you understand this. If you don't vote for this, we're not going to give you any money in your reelection, or we will find somebody to primary you. I mean, that probably isn't used. Well, I don't know. I was going to say not that often. I think it's used more often now. But it's the very partisan person in your caucus. But usually it's someone who you don't want to go that far first. You want to be diplomatic. You want to say, how can I help you get there? What kind of an amendment can I put on this bill to get your vote?
I doubt that's still the practice based on how the Republican Party nationally, the leadership look.
Right.
I'm sure.
It's probably much more the threatening.
Yeah. If there was a whip like that, they are probably getting whipped out.
All right. Exactly. That's a great question. I appreciate it because, again, somebody who has been in politics for 30 years is just second nature to me. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that aren't familiar with politics. So great question, Mr. Thomas. I appreciate you bringing that up. So Emmer has served as this guy, has served as the person, the House Majority Whip. And so, therefore, he has this in already with a number of the members. He knows them because he's gone around and talked to them or their staff to get their vote. So Emmer said in a letter to his colleagues on Saturday, this past weekend, that he was seeking the speakership with the goal of delivering, quote-unquote, historic change. Now, Kevin McCarthy backed the Minnesota Republicans for speaker, which helped his candidacy in the early run. Emmer, here's the key on him. He's one of only two people that were up for consideration who voted to certify the 2020 election in a rebuke to former President Donald Trump. He's faced a lot of resistance so far, as you would imagine, from Trump supporters. The Trump War Room launched a campaign against Emmer over the weekend, trying to smear him. The House Freedom Caucus, also skeptical and not happy with him. The former National Republican Congressional Committee chairman was first elected to Congress. So Emmer, by the way, is also a former National Republican Congressional Committee chairman. What does that mean? An NRCC chairman, National Republican Congressional Committee. Well, that person is in charge of the political operation. So technically, by law, they can't run politics out of the Capitol, which, you know, on both sides happens some. But they actually have different offices kind of just across or down the street from the Capitol itself, where all of the political arms happen, where all the fundraising calls, they keep track of all their candidates for races across the country. That's what the NRCC, National Republican Congressional Committee, does. So Emmer was also the chairman of that. So the guy has some credentials. He was in leadership, a House whip. He's run the political arm of Congress for the Republicans. He was first elected almost 10 years ago in 2014, became the majority whip earlier this year. Emmer lost a race for Minnesota governor back in 2010. He was a state rep in the Minnesota legislature from 04 to 08. He sits on the Financial Services Committee. But here is the other thing to remember about Emmer. While he did not vote to throw out the results overall of the 2020 election, and good for him, he did sign on to a Supreme Court amicus brief in support of throwing out votes, particularly in Pennsylvania. So the guy is not pure on supporting free and fair elections, but at least he didn't vote to overturn the overall 2020 election in Congress. Now, here's the interesting part, and this is the reason for my question. According to Punch Bowl News, Jake Sherman, a few moments ago, House Democratic leadership last night expressed private openness to helping Emmer ascend to the speakership. Democrats wouldn't mind seeing Emmer lead the chamber, given he voted to certify the 2020 election. According to Punch Bowl News, House Democrats told Punch Bowl they find Emmer the least objectionable GOP speaker candidate. Think about that. He's not great. He's just the least objectionable Republican speaker candidate. Democrats say they'd be open to helping him, not by voting for him, but by sitting the vote out. If, and here's the big key, if they get private assurances that Emmer will A, fund the government at levels negotiated with the Biden administration and the Senate on the debt limit deal and put a Ukrainian plus Israeli aid package on the floor. Very shrewd negotiations right now in D.C. by Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats. Saying, look, we're not going to vote for you, but if enough of us sit out, you need fewer votes to become speaker. We would consider that, but we want your private assurance that you're going to fund and stick to the agreement we had with Biden and with the Senate on the debt limit deal. Make sure the government's funded. We're not going to shut down the government in November. And we want a Ukraine plus Israeli bill on the floor for aid. Emmer, and here's the thing, according to Punchbowl, Emmer wants to win the speakership, of course, but he wants to do it with Republican votes and apparently has signaled that he himself, Emmer, has no interest in negotiating with Democrats.
That seems like a really good person to lead the Speaker of the House, right? Somebody who has no interest in negotiating with people.
So once again, you know, we hear this narrative, right? Well, you know, Democrats, joined these 7 or 8 Republicans to throw McCarthy out. Well, no, Republicans have the majority. The majority party has to govern. They have to lead, all right? But here, once again, Democrats, as we're being reported by Punchbowl, are saying, look, we'll help out here. Not by voting for you, but just by, you know, oh, geez, I had to use the restroom money to get back in time to vote. That kind of thing. They just don't show up. And you have enough of them that helps Emmer get elected. But Emmer is saying, no, I don't want that. I want to make sure I get.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the 2 oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The 5th and 6th generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High of 69, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies, tonight isolated thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected, tomorrow isolated thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
For WMDX News, I'm Terry Bell. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate is holding a hearing on a number of proposed amendments to the state constitution today that cover voting. One of them would add a voter ID requirement to the document. Under law, most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Reckless drivers may soon face tougher penalties in Wisconsin. A committee of the state Senate holds a hearing today on a bill to let police confiscate cars if their drivers speed away from officers, race down the road, go 25 miles an hour over the speed limit, or have a suspended or revoked driver's license. Milwaukee lets police take cars from reckless drivers, but only if the cars belong to those drivers, which is often not the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, WMDX News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show. It is now 12:33. Mr. Zalmer's on the board. Our time can change. Our hours can change. Our clock, where we take breaks, it can all change. The weather can change. But one thing will remain the same. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Jameson Mathers. Mr. Mathers, always a pleasure. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. I walked in, I was like, "What? This isn't, what? Oh, this is the Todd Alba Show. All right, let's do it here on a Tuesday at 12:30.
Yeah, right.
Glad to be with you on the airwaves, my
always,
friend.
Always a pleasure to be with you. So what do you think, I want to, before we move on, I want to get your take on this. So Tom Emmer, our next door neighbor, right? The House.
First time I've heard his name today.
He's the House Majority Whip.
That's a job.
Which Zomers asked a great question. He goes, what is that? So we went through a little, we explained what a House Whip does. Because, you know, for me, it's just second nature. But I think it was a great question because a lot of people don't follow politics.
That's fair.
What does that mean? Thank you very much. Well,
I was like, what was that?
A little whip.
Well, Mr. Zomers, any familiarity with the show House of Cards?
I'm familiar with it in that I know House of Cards is a show.
Gotcha. See, that's how I found out when I was I was in college binging that when it first came out. Yeah. Like, that was one of the first bingeable shows.
Right, it was.
And Frank Underwood, main character, Kevin Spacey's character, was the Democratic whip. And that was his job. And
so send it all the way up.
I think that's the only reason that I knew what a whip was because of that show, was knowing that you count the votes.
Right.
I could go back and watch that show, but I think going back and intentionally choosing to watch something with Kevin Spacey in it nowadays is kind of
a choice.
It is a choice.
But everybody else, I mean,
first three seasons of that television show, though, very, very good television. And the fact that he... we find out after the fact that he's a terrible person. That is hard, and it's one of those
acquitted. By the way, we have to add that.
Yes, acquitted. not acquitted of being a terrible person. Right. Acquitted of the
charges.
The charges accused of. Yes. You could still be a terrible person.
True.
That wasn't what he was on trial
but
for.
But the point is here, that show was so well written, and it was obviously written by people who had been in the game because it was almost just like going to work in some ways to watch this. I mean, there's a lot of truth. I mean, not to that necessarily extreme, but some of the things, the tactics, I mean, that's really used in politics.
Yeah, and the cinema quality. Like,
fantastic.
Like, it marks one of the first bingeable shows in the era of streaming. You cannot deny that.
I think it was probably arguably one of, not the show that put Netflix on the map.
Yes, as its own production company.
Right.
Yes, as the streaming giant that it is now. Yes, and that is how I became aware of Whip. So without that show, I don't know if I would have known what Tom Emmer's job was.
So that's Tom. He also ran the RNC, the political arm for Republicans, for a while. He was one of only two people up for the nomination who voted to certify the 2020 election. However, he did sign on to the amicus brief of the Supreme Court to challenge the results in Pennsylvania proper. So he's not necessarily pure on this. But now, according to Punchbowl today, Democrats on the Hill are signaling that some may be, because they're so, as you know, Luke, this is a critical point. We've got the debt ceiling. We got the government shut down in less than 30 days. We've got
November
Israel.
November 17th, before Thanksgiving.
Right. We got Israel. We got Ukraine. We need leadership. And apparently now there are some Democrats who are saying, look, we just need someone. We'll take the least objectionable guy who actually voted to certify the election to get something done. And we're willing to maybe sit out, not vote for him, but sit out to lower the total needed and help get him elected. And Emmer is basically signaling back, no, I don't want you. Should Democrats
want your help?
Right,
just let me earn it on my own?
Because he's already in hock with the Trump people. The Trump folks, the war room, were attacking and smearing him because he had the audacity to certify the 2020 election.
Unfortunately, I think that's smart of him. I think that the only way he's going to be elected by Republicans and not immediately voted back out, even if Democrats help, is if he not just licks Trump's boots, but like wines and dines his boots.
So, to your point, Mr. Somers, I agree. I don't think if I'm Tom Emmer or his staff, I think a very selfish way, I think you're right. Because even if they don't vote for you, if you say, well, I'm here because the Democrats sat out, you are a super weak speaker in that caucus. Agree or disagree, Luke?
I don't disagree with that statement. I don't know if I necessarily fully agree with it either. I mean, not only do American voters, but also these politicians, they've got memories of a cold fish. Like, we are all just, we are captive to the immediate, well, in Ted Lasso, it's a good thing. You want to be like a goldfish, but we are all so captive to the immediate news cycle where I don't know if like the traditional sense of consequences and having ramifications of, oh, well, you're only speaker because Democrats sat out. I don't know if that carries the same weight now that it may have before.
Right.
And so the fact that I don't disagree with that sentiment, that it would be kind of a relatively weak speakership. I think Kevin McCarthy had a relatively weak speakership as well. And nobody was talking about that until it came to the part where he left the ability to have a vote of no confidence with one member.
But he kind of did that to himself.
Right. But that was the aspect of the weak speakership. And I guess you could say that that was included in how he got the speakership in the first place, because it's the only way that he got the support after 15 rounds of voting. But don't know.
It's a mess.
It is. But if you were
advising Democrats, would you either sit out? Would you do something just for the good of the country to get a to make sure the government doesn't shut down and to support our allies?
I think Democrats, even without my advice and consultation, are of that mindset as it is.
Well, you're here, and Hakeem Jeffries isn't. So.
That's fair. I think personally, if there is going to be assistance from any Democratic members of the House of Representatives for a speaker to become elected, there should be something in it for those individuals.
Well, yeah, and they said
it shouldn't be just the baseline of, oh, the government gets funded and are out. Like, there should be something. There should be a consequence for this dysfunction of Republican leadership, because that's what we're experiencing right now. Like, we are currently experiencing a dysfunction of Republican leadership.
They can't govern.
They cannot. And I don't know if they want to. And so
some of them don't believe that.
But collectively as a whole right now, they can't. So even though some of them might want to, as a whole, they can't.
Yeah.
And so it is interesting to me of the – we had a plus five Republican – or excuse me, plus five Democratic House last Congress. We now have a plus five Congressional House for seats that switch from Democratic representation to Republican representation, like Wisconsin's third, previously represented by Ron Kine, now represented by Derek Van Orden. I think it'd be interesting to ask those voters, are you satisfied with the leadership that those votes ultimately led to?
Well, the third district, I would ask them, are you satisfied that your congressperson took off to Israel and didn't vote at all?
That's a very interesting point to add to the dynamic in Wisconsin's third.
Right.
But it is, are you happy with your vote at this point? Are you satisfied with the outcome that this has led? That is a question I would love to hear from Wisconsin voters.
844-967-2789. If you want to join Luke Mathers and myself, 844-967-2789. Want to move on, Luke, to another story. Over the last couple of days, something I know that you folks were covering in the noon slot as well, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Menominee Falls High School bans 33 books from its collection. Story online by Rory, is it Linane, I believe? That's the journalist, says 33 book titles are being removed from Menominee Falls High School this week. According to district officials, they confirmed that in a statement, officials said the books are being removed because of, quote, sexually explicit content or profanity, unquote. District officials did not immediately explain who made that decision to remove the books, but said the books would be gone by the end of last week. The move appears to be one of the most sweeping book bans among those reported in Wisconsin in recent years. It swelled across the country. Now, many of the 33 books have been challenged by other districts by Moms for Liberty, a very right-wing organization. The book list includes some of the titles that have been banned. The great author Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. Also Slaughterhouse-Five and The Kite Runner. Some historic literature books that, you know, kids should have available to them, and yet they are banned. Luke, what's your thought on this?
I don't have a 14-year-old to 18-year-old. I don't know. Todd, you also? No 14 to 18-year-olds?
None that I know of.
I'm not a parent of any children the age of Menominee Falls High School. Menominee Falls?
Yes.
The high school students that will no longer allowed to be able to check out these books from their high school library. Mm-hmm. But I got to assume the best way to have a 14 to 18 year old not read something is to ban it and tell them not to read it. Cause that, to me, I feel like that's one of those things they're just going to go out and read it.
Well, my sister's going to kill me because I'm sure, why don't you know that book? I can't remember the author off the top of my head. You know, Hey God, it's me, Margaret. It's a book of coming of age of a young girl and teenage and hitting puberty and going through all those things that change the life that girls go through when they become women. And there's Judy Blume, I think, is the name of the author. And so what groups like these Moms for Liberty, which of course it sounds all that's great. They're a very conservative, derogatory group that is extreme in their beliefs.
Well, this is the same group that was calling for all of the school board recalls back throughout 2020 and 2021. It's the same group that was working For bans like this to get kids back into classrooms, even though we still had unsafe procedures around COVID-19. Mm. There are very extreme demands by this organization. And to say that the best way to address anything is with just in education, banning books is just very, very radical. And it is not an American approach.
Banning Hustler.
You know what you know what I think says it all?
What?
I'm reading the list right now, and one of the books they have banned is The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, which is a book, for those of you who don't know, about a society in the future that has regressed in a lot of ways to a low-tech world where women are quite literally just objects. They stay at home, they clean, they forcibly have children, and they don't read or anything like that. And I think it
sounds like
fitting.
The Republican National Convention, but yeah, I'm a little not bit. Sure. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Andrea in Menominee Falls proper. Andrea, thanks for joining us. I know this affects your community. What say you?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. So I tuned into the meeting, online because I knew I couldn't conduct myself appropriately in person.
All right.
I think it's quite interesting that many people showed up to the meeting and they pulled a paragraph or a page out of the book that they thought was vulgar or inappropriate, and just read, you know, word for word, imaging about rape, about sex, about swearing, for this entire group to hear, and said, you know, some of these words I'm not even comfortable saying.
Right.
And I think it's an interesting strategy to try to trash the entire messaging of the book, or to pick a book that they know will be so inappropriate and so clearly sexual, and then tucking in a couple books, you know, written by people of color, just like how we were talking about The Handmaid's Tale, that have a really important message that people should be paying attention to. Just an interesting strategy that, you know, all of like six people used.
Right.
Really interesting.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Another really interesting thing about the meeting is there was this divide. So there was about two sides. So there was like six people who showed up who, you know, read their paragraphs and applauded the board for protecting our children and all of that. And then there was the other side, which did have a split. But it was just such an interesting dynamic to see some people who said, yeah, I actually don't want my child to be exposed to this yet, or I want to expose this to them when I'm ready to talk to them about it. But I also don't support the school board telling me when I can and can't do that and stealing these books from my children and not giving me that right. And then, of course, the other side that just said, hey, like this, you can't just go against this policy that's in place. That's illegal.
Andrea, thanks so much for calling in. Andrea at Menominee Falls, really appreciate your on-site perspective there in the community. More on this, I'm sure, to come. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Bucks basketball. Mr. Luke Mather's wearing his Bucks hat today. Boingo.
Oh, yeah.
As he's set to go. Back after this, this is the Todd Alball Show. And this is the Civic Media. Ready to know.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table. Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 68, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows around 58. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 64. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Boingo is throwing me off because I'm like, wait, it's not Boingo, it's Bongo. And then, no, it's Bango. I'm like, wait, as soon as I said it, I knew I was wrong. I was like, holy crap.
I'll see your Boingo, I'll raise you a Bongo.
I'll raise you $168 million because that's what Giannis has got to stay in Milwaukee for the next 3 years.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Giannis is going to be here regardless whether we can remember the mascot's name or not. He is in Milwaukee, Lukester.
There's going to be a 20-foot, like, have you seen the mural yet?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What would you say? That's a 40-foot, 50-foot mural?
Yeah,
There's got to be at least a 20, 25-foot statue that's coming his way one day in the city of Milwaukee.
It's about 50 Scaramucci's high.
I think something like that. Is that how you measure things? Right. Okay. I thought that was a measurement of time, not height, but whatever.
Goes both ways.
Okay.
So did I for a while. But anyway, that's another story. But Giannis is here. He's not going anywhere.
Correct.
He's gonna stay.
Well,
great. It's great for Milwaukee. It's great for the Bucks.
This is why it's so important to listen to local media like Civic Media here across the state of Wisconsin. Because if you were listening to the national outlets in recent months, ever since Giannis came out and said after a very difficult early exit from the playoffs last year. Number one seed losing to an eight seed. That eight seed did go on all the way to the NBA Finals, but it was a tough loss. There was a lot of self-reflection from Giannis, the team, the organization. There's a new head coach now. They made a trade for Damian Lillard. But all of that happened after Giannis said, I want a commitment to winning. And the national media took that and said, well, I think Giannis is going to be in Chicago soon. Right. I think Giannis is going to be in New York soon. Mm-hmm. I think Giannis is going to go somewhere else other than Milwaukee soon.
But
and because he was on a Supermax contract, he could sign with the Bucks and solely the Bucks this offseason, or he could wait till next season, get paid a ton more, and possibly shop free agency. Mm-hmm. And they made the Damian trade. I think things are going well with the new head coach. I think there is a good feeling for going into this season that kicks off on Thursday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. And Giannis announces last night that Giannis Antetokounmpo will be in Milwaukee for another 3 years on this extension.
Is it ironic or is it planned that this extension matches up with Lillard's contract?
I think it's probably that has more to do with the bookwork that a front office has to do. I believe his initial extension was through either Chris Middleton or Drew Holiday's contract. So, like, it kind of just pairs up that way when you have really big superstars where there is just going to be some happenstance of layover for the contracts. And so I don't know if it's necessarily coincidental. I think it is more it just happened to go that way.
All right. Well, I think, again, it's great Dev Giannis in Milwaukee. And Mr. Zomers, I think you got something queued up here because this happened while Luke was on his world tour and all of his, all his fans were
This was one of the things that broke through because obviously I was paying attention to
Giannis. No way. Yeah, really? So Luke told me before he left, he goes, don't call me unless it's burning down. I said, what's the standard for, like, do you want me to reach out? He goes, unless the house, my house or Civic is burning down, don't contact me.
And so we didn't.
And I didn't.
Nobody did. Nobody did.
There was fire, but there were no smoke, no flames yet. And so we did not. But so this happened while you were gone.
Uh-huh.
Giannis Antetokounmpo tried brats for the first time at a Brewers game.
I don't know how it took this long for him to try his first brat, but one of the playoff games, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. So here is Giannis trying a brat at AmFam Field for the first time.
First brat?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
There's a blue shirt I have.
I know.
And I go to Greece. Over there, they asked me, here in the States, where are you from? I was in Greece. I said, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay? I've been here like 10 years now, good to 11.
No doubt, man. Good to have you.
he was just infatuated with this brat.
Yeah.
It was like the best thing ever.
On one of the other clips of the day, I love America. That's what he says.
Yeah,
when he
for some reason, this one is broken. The video just stopped right there. Normally, right after that, he says, "Yeah, I love America."
Yeah,
let's
and
go.
Saw that, and that broke through in my time away.
So over
Giannis news comes through.
Fox Giannis news comes
through. The Damian Lillard trade happened, and of course, I knew about that almost immediately. And then I was watching some of the Giannis and sports stuff while I was away, because to me, that's not work. I just enjoy that.
It's fun. Yeah. It is what you care about. 844-967-2789. Susan from her car. Susan, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
Oh, I was just saying, I hope Giannis is going to have a Sheboygan bra because they're the best, actually. but I really feel like this is kind of light stuff, and I appreciate you having it on there. But I am a sports person as well, but I get tired of players making the organization do what they want to do. And I guess partially because at the end of the day, it's a sport and it doesn't really have a big impact on anybody else's life except that person who's making a lot of money. And, you know, I guess to me, I love the Packers, but I got tired of the drama with Aaron and is he going to stay or is he going to go? And it was kind of the same thing with Giannis. Is he going to stay? But he really feels like he's entitled, which is fine. I mean, we all feel we have value to add, right?
Sure. This is the deal of a contract, though. If we wait until offseason and next year, he could have made millions more from Milwaukee or another team. So this was the team-friendly deal of Giannis signing this 3-year extension.
Okay, if you say so, because I don't follow basketball. But I think it's more – to me, if there's more – do you understand where I'm coming from?
Sure,
I
get it.
Important things whether Giannis plays a day or a week or a month, he could break his leg and then he'd be gone. And, you know, somebody else would have to pick it up. So in sports, for me, it's like there's always going to be somebody that has to fill in your place. Nobody is indispensable.
All right, Susan, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Susan. Look, I appreciate Susan's viewpoint, but I actually think it's almost the opposite. To me, this is Robin Yount of the NBA, a guy who came here, who recruited only him, and he's trying to be loyal. To your point, he could cash out and get a hell of a lot more money next year.
Yeah, he could have signed another record-breaking deal next summer. He could have went to any city he wanted. Cities around the country, NBA franchises around the country are courting him. They want Giannis, and as the clip that Aaron played, he doesn't tell people that he's from Greece anymore.
Right.
He tells people he's from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah. And that is
a huge impact.
Like that
on any professional sport.
Yeah. But to have an athlete at that tier have that commitment to our city and our state, that's monumental.
And people can listen to the Milwaukee Bucks across the Civic Media Radio Network this year, including WRCE and Richland Center.
Yeah, Bucks and Six across six Civic Media markets.
I love it. Luke Mathers, your fantastic Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Thank you, my friend. Back with more on the other side, including what's worse. Don't miss it.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey.
why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander.